Hey guys, school is out, and what better way to kick off the summer than listening to one of our favorite episodes with Southern Mama live at the Carolina Country Music Festival.
Oh, it was a good one, guys.
It was.
Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPad, and take a break because this episode we're recording live from Carolina Country Music Fest. I'm Jen, Colton's mom, and soon to be new baby mom too.
I'm Shannon, I'm Gabriel and Grayson's mom. We have our producer John here, as well as our special guest, Darren Knight. He is the self-proclaimed fastest rising comedian in American history, known for creating and posting videos as his alter ego, Southern Mama. So we are excited to talk to Darren today.
Yes, we are. And you're performing later this afternoon and this evening on two different stages, right? One stage is the Zen stage, and the other one, I think Shannon and I are going to come see your show later. We actually have date night planned with our husbands tonight, so
sounds good.
Yeah, so you're going to be our kickoff for
watch out.
So no kids, just single moms out. You're going to live it to the name tonight.
Yes.
So I think we're going to make you laugh. You know, this isn't the traditional atmosphere for a comedy show. Mm-hmm. So what we do, you know, when we do festivals like this, we'll MC, we'll shout out, and have fun, hype up the crowd. We'll tell a couple little one-liners, but we play games. We got a lot of really cool games lined up. Throughout the different shows. Yesterday was on Blue Moon stage, then we're on Zen again. Today we start out with Zen and then we'll end up on Crown Royal.
Well, if you need volunteers when we're at your show tonight.
We will.
Perfect.
I mean, 8 o'clock, I'll probably have, maybe a couple beers.
Yeah.
We do one game where it's beer and baby bottles, right?
So Sounds good.
There may not be any margaritas juice in there, but you'll have fun with
it. Fair enough. Absolutely. So today is our official launch and you are actually our first male guest that we've had on.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is amazing.
What better male guest? You know what I mean? I'm male, but I'm still Southern Mama.
Absolutely.
So it's like, this is the transition period for us, okay?
Right?
It's good.
Exactly.
I love it. Now, we're so excited that you were able to join us today. And, you know, I think that we should just jump into our questions for him.
Oh, yeah. But I do have to note, you are the first comedian to perform here at CCMS.
I am. I'm the first. Yeah,
that's
what they're telling me. It is. It was scary.
Yeah,
it was scary because again, you know, it's not the traditional, you know, and people want to hear their music and they got their drink in their hand and then I'm stop the show. I'm like, okay, Ryan, let me taste some jokes. You know, and it's just like, what the heck is this guy doing?
I wish we had a trophy or a plaque.
I was expecting something, but it's not a big deal.
This would have been a perfect ribbon cutting. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Really?
I oversee a lot of ribbon cuttings.
Bob, if you're watching this, I'll expect my plaque and back in Alabama through the mail anytime.
Yes, absolutely, definitely.
And definitely put it in the post office box just because that's gonna be cheaper than driving it to you.
What do they gotta do? Just run it down there, give it to me while I'm here.
It's all good.
I can take it back. It's fine.
There you go. You drove. I did drive.
If it's at least 6.5 hours away, you know, or something like that, I'll go ahead and drive instead of fly. Because you can find stuff and you drag it back to the house.
Do you guys do that?
Oh, for sure.
Oh my gosh. So it's just easier. And you can't smoke on planes, which is weird.
That's even better. You can get a bunch of swag because there's definitely a lot of fun stuff here.
I'm big on antique stores.
Okay.
So I'll be hitting, I'll be my house.
You just warmed my heart.
This one is chic. I'm
a thrift holic.
I can't say when you go to people's houses now and it's like, the walls are white, the counters are white, everything's white, and they got gray floors. I'm like, this is cookie cutter. No, I'm very eclectic. I like random stuff. And so my buddies, they make fun of me. We'll get on road trips. They're like, come on, bro, let's go eat something. I'm like, wait a minute. There's an antique store on this next exit. We got to hit it up, fellas. They're outside smoking cigarettes, waiting to get back out. And I'm just over there like, look at this lamp. Isn't it gorgeous?
Do we have room in the car for this?
Exactly. Move your stuff. We're putting it in there. It's going back to the house.
I can see a show starting from this.
This could be really fun. All you got to do is move me out here.
Okay,
I got to sell Sunnyside Plantation. I'll move to Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
No, I really do love coming out here, though. You guys have got some amazing restaurants.
Yes.
You have some beautiful places here. You're not only just the beaches, but, you know, the inland and brackish waters and bays and stuff. It's absolutely gorgeous. And there's just a different feeling when it comes to, you know, the shoreline, you know, the eastern seaboard and especially down in the Gulf and stuff. There's beaches here that just are not anywhere else. And outside of the festivals that the community holds and it's wonderful restaurants and other things to do. It's just a great place. Myrtle Beach really is sharp and this is one of several visits that I've done since I started touring and I love always coming to Myrtle Beach.
I think we need to have him as our spokesperson.
I know, right? You might have just been hired.
Well, you know, I woke up. I know when I got here, when I first got here, y'all probably like, we're with the interviewing squirrel, but I promise I just had to wake up. I it was a long night last night here at CCMF and so tonight I don't believe will be any different. Not only are we having after the 8 o'clock show, but we'll be having a 9:30 meet and greet. So those that want to come out to that,
that'll be fun.
I don't know when this is going to air. This is live?
It was live.
Was live.
But it'll air to actually next Thursday. So
okay. Yes, so yes. If you're watching this, you're not going to be able to make it to the meet and greet. Yeah, but
yeah. But we'll take some pictures for you.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Absolutely.
So give me your best shot.
What
we got here?
Well, you took away one of our first questions, which was,
really?
Have you been to Myrtle Beach before?
Yes. Love it.
Yes.
You almost act like you know what you're doing.
All right. So do you have any particular artists that you're looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, do you get to hang out like, out back
really.
With the artists?
Oh, like, so not really. I'm the best there is out here.
Of course. You
know, no, I'm totally kidding. Yeah, I'm really excited. I would love to jump and run into Jason Aldean.
I'm
a huge fan of his. Yeah. Him and Luke and all of them, you know. I mean, and I was looking at, I mean, I hate to sound like the you know, I'm not. This is no branding point. Everybody on this docket, whoever set this up, did a really good job because these are amazing talents, you know.
Yes.
You know, Avery Robertson, he's with the Bang Productions crew, you know, us.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I mean, he's amazing. I mean, all of it, just so many talents from no matter what level of popularity they have, they're just amazing at what they do. And so, honestly, I'm just excited to catch any of them that I can when I'm not on stage.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's
exactly.
Really an awesome lineup.
Is there like an artist lounge back there that you get to like?
There is. I didn't really
hobnob with anybody.
Yeah. There is actually. There's a little pub or whatever, kind of back to the right. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a little place to eat, like a cafeteria. But I didn't really see anybody in the cafeteria. I think I was late on the food on that, so I just kind of went in and got my drink. But there is a little pub that I met some of the entertainers, like drummers and stuff like that. Got to meet them, talk to them. They're really cool guys. And so, but a lot, like, I'm not very, I can't remember people's names and whoever, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I love this song. And they're like, so-and-so. I'm like, I have no idea who sings it.
No. Yes.
But I just know
but you
that,
know all the words.
I know
don't
all
you?
The words. Yep. I know where the first time I heard it and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it's just, I don't remember.
It's exciting. Yeah.
What's walking around with like a you know, like a script with their names and their pictures and who everybody is, because
everybody needs a name tag.
There's so many of them. Yes.
So tonight is actually the theme is diamonds and denim.
You know what? I put my diamonds in.
Yes, I love it.
I got my ears pierced. I think, I was like 2 years out of high school. Hadn't worn earrings in forever. And we were at a beachside place having a few drinks. And this lady comes up with these earrings that she made. Her husband... raccoons.
Okay.
Little trash pandas. And they're on the males. There's a bone in there, an actual bone.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
And see, you learn three new things every day. And here's
your
lesson. This woman is making jewelry out of them. So she comes into this pub, and she meets my friend. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you got to have one of these set of earrings." And Susan was quickly to just, you know what, I was like, I do, I want a set. I just don't know if my holes are still open. So this lady proceeds to jam this thing. Anyway, the holes are still open. So I got these bones hanging from my head and it was great. Anyway, so when I found it was diamonds, I was like, all right, I got this. So I put my diamonds in, I got my diamonds on, and I got my denim. So it's diamonds and denim, isn't it? So
yes.
We're already ready.
Yes.
We're ready for this. So
I don't think either one of us have our outfits picked
out.
No,
I have
today.
A little denim in my outfit for tonight, but I don't have any. I'll have to throw my diamond earrings in.
Yeah.
But the fashion that's going to be around here tonight is...
The people what watching is amazing.
Well, let me tell you, the people watching, it's fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Most everybody looks, you know, they got, you know, it's all right, but
yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's definitely
some double take.
It's a public event.
Yes.
You know,
it is.
So
it's
you see all kinds, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
It is fun. I mean, you know, we don't, you know, not make fun of everybody, but.
No, not me. Oof.
We love y'all.
Join the conversation, right?
You don't know what you're going to see at the CCMF.
No,
absolutely.
You don't.
That's so true.
Have you ever attended, though, CCMF?
First year. First comedian. First male, and you said this
is the first male of a podcast.
Yeah. I mean,
Day
I'm breaking
first.
All the records.
You are.
Know, this is,
golly.
Like I said, plaques, ladies. Plaques.
We know exactly what we're getting you.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is great. I mean, this is.
No more clear bags.
You get something in the mail from
feels
it.
So special.
All right, so we're going to switch to Southern Mama.
Okay.
Where does the inspiration come from?
Just my mom.
Okay.
My mom, and I like to say that, you know, 60% of the character is my grandmother. Because she was just a little bit more, she didn't have a filter, you know, so she was just out there. Whatever she was thinking, it was coming out. So, I mean, I'd say 60% my grandmother, the other 40% my mom. And this, you know, this character, all it is this is mimic comedy.
Yeah.
This is just, but it's funny, a guy's doing it. I get that. But these are just things that we heard growing up, stuff that we still say to our family, you know, kids
Amen.
Rather, in our family today.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Your pregnancy one, yes. I related yeah. to the entire time I was watching, and I was like, yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
the sporting events for
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. The yeah. travel ball.
Travel ball, yes.
The we're baseball always on mom, the road. Yes. Yeah. Baseball and football for
I
us.
Have a lot of friends that have children. You know, my sister, I don't have any children myself. But my sister, she has three. We have three. I have three beautiful nieces, and they're all in the sports and all in the stuff and doing all the things. And I know that a lot of parents have to deal with that. And so, just seeing her and seeing my friends with their kids, mm-hmm. and just seeing my own childhood coming out of them. So the material is vast.
Yeah.
This character could go on for and will for just
yes
forever.
Yeah,
I love
mean,
it.
So yeah, and it's all ever evolving too because. Yes. Southern mamas are changing all the time.
There is no shortage of materials and things that come into our life all the time that make uh-huh. things different. Every uh-huh. year, mm-hmm. we're having new technologies, new things, and seeing the way the moms and the parents and the dads and everybody in general really how they're adjusting to it. And so there's a plethora of material that is just consistently feeding into this character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
yeah.
it's a lot of fun.
So when you make a video, is it sometimes just like on the spot? Or
it is.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's usually random. Matter of fact, I'd say probably 90-95% of the videos that come out is that was the first take.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, we just chop them down and then just push them out. And
wow.
Because it's why it's coming to you. You know, it's
yeah.
why,
right.
you know, a lot of, you know, a lot of writers, a lot of musicians, a lot of people of entertainment, when they have an idea, they'll jot it down. Well, the luxuries that we have technology today, I just pull my phone up and if I'm yeah. feeling that character at that time and that situation, put it out there. Do it. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do any that. Of your fans actually send you materials?
Yeah, so I'll actually go fishing for it in the sense that I'll be like, so in other words, the nursing video, uh-huh. we got, you know, that went viral mm-hmm. and we got a lot of feedback on that. And so, yeah, I did. I got nurses are some of the best friends you can have because they got the craziest stories.
Yeah.
They really do.
Them and school teachers.
Oh, my gosh. Teachers, people in law enforcement. It just goes mm-hmm. on and on. And that's another thing about this character is that, you know, we can do police mom and we can do nurse mom and we can do all these, you know. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I will. I'll fish. I'll kind of interview like we are now.
Yeah.
I'll just talk to people like, what are some things that you would experience being a nurse that other people, the lingo, what are some things that you say? And so, yeah, all the time I'm researching and looking up. Yeah.
Love that is hilarious.
And you grew up in Alabama,
yeah.
correct?
I grew up in Alabama, you know, yeah.
And you're still in Alabama, right?
Still in Alabama. Yep. I love Alabama. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a little community called Southside, Alabama. It was a river, okay. little riverside community there on the Coosa River. And, yeah, I moved like about a county down. I'm like in between the parents now. And so I'm in Talladega County. If you're not first, you're last. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ricky Bobby. Trademark.
Oh, yes.
I don't know the rights to that.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, we're right there. If you've ever been to the NASCAR racetrack, they're close mm-hmm. between the river and
yep.
Oxford. 5 miles south of that racetrack, we have on Sunnyside Plantation. It's
okay.
an old plantation home, and it's really beautiful. We have kayaking through the, you know, the summertime there at the house. We do weddings, and it's a really beautiful property. Yeah, live in Alabama now. Yeah, we're still. So,
okay,
yeah.
So are you War Eagle or Roll Tide?
Roll Tide, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Nice. Roll Tide.
I don't know what camera to look at, so I'm going to
yeah.
set both Roll Tide, Roll
there
Tide.
There you go. Yes,
Roll
get it
tide,
out, get
tide.
It out, yeah.
So, yeah, but, yeah, we are Alabama fans.
Yes.
Well, you know, I got a lot of Auburn fans, and so friends that are fans.
Mm-hmm.
But,
hey, we
frenemies.
They can't help it.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
They can't help
they can't
it. You're born
it.
Into some of it, so it's fine. It's no
yes.
big deal.
She's
yeah,
a
yeah.
she's a Wolfpack. I'm a Tar Heel.
Yes.
Are
so,
you Tar Heel?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Yeah, go Tar Heels.
Yep. Yep. So we're rivals
yeah.
when it comes to sports.
But you're
yes.
friends.
But
yes.
we're friends.
Y'all
yeah,
just don't hang out on game day.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And I've been to Alabama football. There is nothing like it on the planet.
It is different in Alabama. It's a whole deal. You know, in the largest rivalry in college ball calls Alabama home, mm-hmm. Auburn and Alabama, I mean, mm-hmm. they are just, you know. But, you know, they're there for each other in the sense, you know, when April the 27th, 2011 came around, the tornadoes tore everything up. You know, those colleges came together and they created the Tumors for Tuscaloosa Facebook page. And there was so much good that come out of that. Those communities were able to help each other out, and they were able to work through
yes.
their love
mm-hmm.
through the game to do that. So it's really neat to see. But yeah, Roll Tide all the way.
Yeah,
that's
Roll Tide, roll.
Here.
Woo!
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to play a little game with us?
I would love to play a game with you.
Sweet. So we want to know how Southern mamas react in certain situations.
Okay.
Okay.
So should I do the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you
just
do
because
the first one.
This is actually a true experience.
Okay.
So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Your kid's teacher called and said that your child is bringing home a pet fish because of science class. They wanted to save him.
And you don't know the pet fish
and
is coming home.
You don't know that the pet fish is coming home until after school is done.
Okay. Maybe I'm dense. So they're sending a goldfish home, a little teeny?
So,
yes.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Fair.
Who don't like goldfish? Put it in a bowl. You're going to feed it. I'm not feeding the dang thing.
No.
You know, you take care of it. But, we can do a fish now. We're talking about a horse or a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Southern mama might have a little bit different situation with that. Might be a little bit of a problem. Man, the teacher might have to come to Jesus meeting. But, we can do a goldfish. Yeah, right. Come on, little Timmy. Bring it home.
All right. Love it.
What's the reaction to training a boy to potty train?
Oh, it's so simple, easy. Yeah, do what my mama did. Teach him to want to change the color.
Okay.
The water's clear. I hope it is anyway. To make it turn yellow. Or then you can put like the little, the little things that keeps the toilet clean.
Yeah.
That the water will be blue, turns water green. Or they have the ones that's purple. You do that business in it.
Yes.
Little boys love it. Or like put Cheerios in there. I say little boys like I got a ton of, like I'm raising a ton of kids. Yeah. But that's the way we were done when we were children. I think that's the way my cousin did their son.
Okay.
That's what our parents did to us. But use the Fruit Loops and try to make them, hit the little, anyway. So, because they got the little tool down there that they can just, do their thing.
My kids love to go pee in the yard. Here's the bush.
You don't have to aim at anything.
No.
You don't have to aim at nothing. Nothing at all.
It happens. So. It happens.
It does happen.
Yes. How does a Southern mama announce a pregnancy that is unexpected to her partner?
That one night in Reno will get you. I know what to tell you.
Or one night at CCMS. Are you
asking, were you asking how she would tell him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess there'd be different ways. I mean, I know they have gender reveals now, but if I was a mom and I was getting pregnant and I had to tell my husband about it, I'd be like, look, hey, you knocked me up.
Yeah.
Takes two simple. To tango.
Cut and dry. Yeah.
Wait to see what comes out in 9 months.
Well, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's coming.
It is.
So, yeah. It's like a thunderstorm. What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So,
you put it in there. It's coming out.
Yeah. I'm currently pregnant and I am taking name recommendations.
How did you announce that you were pregnant?
Oh, okay. So, this is actually a funny story. My husband and I had a huge fight over food the night before. And he was cooking steaks and he was going to marinate the steaks. And I looked at him and I said, if you wait another 30 minutes to marinate these steaks and don't put them on the grill, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
You better do it right now.
I'm angry,
And then shortly after that, I was like, I'm not that type of person. I think I need to take a pregnancy test.
Oh,
so
wow.
The next morning, while my husband was changing our 3-year-old's diaper, or two at the time, but his diaper, I walked in and I said, so you ready for another one?
Are you serious? See, there you go. Even better. Yes. Even better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joyful moment for sure.
That is cool. I see all these little different videos of different ways people announce that they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. I love seeing the, there was a video online. I can't remember what page this was on, but anyway, it was a collage of different ways that women, mothers rather, had told the dads that they're going to be a dad. And it was so cool. One of my friends had actually ended up on this video.
Okay.
Was taken from everywhere. And it was really neat, but I think that he went to like open up a shoebox or something and she had the
pregnancy test?
Yeah. Aww. In there. Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
It was cute.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So do you have any name Southern names that
Jemison or Balin.
Okay.
I love Balin. I think Balin's a really cool name for
I like Balin. Yeah.
I do too. Mm-hmm. My sister, when she first got pregnant, she was going to name her son, if she had a son, Balin. I thought that name was so cool. That's where that name come from on the characters, by the way.
Okay.
And then Jameson, it was just, I was...
Were you taking Jameson shots?
Well, I was filming like episode 3 and like I needed another name and... I had been to a get together the night before and there was a bottle of Jameson liquor rolling around in the back. His name James is Jameson, whatever.
Yeah,
but anyway, I heard that bottle and that's where it came
clicked.
From. So yeah.
All right.
You never know where inspiration's gonna
live. You never know. Sometimes it's liquor.
Yeah, you don't. That's awesome. Well, here's the next one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, so how does Southern mama act in car lines? Now, we know, we've seen some videos, but...
Oh, we don't do that.
No?
Yeah,
no,
car rider lines, we don't do that. You get on the cheese wagon. I don't know why that's a thing now. People, and I don't know how the schools are around here, and you guys may be one if you are. I'm sorry, but I just think it's the craziest thing.
I just drop off.
I was about to say, they will sit there for hours. I mean, mm-hmm. school gets out at like 2:30, 2:45 or something like that, and there are parents at the school...
Well, noon.
1 o'clock. Yeah, and I'm like,
they say they're catching up on their Netflix or something.
Yeah, and I'm like,
why?
You have pulling up
on two wheels.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
you don't have enough to do.
Last one in line.
You have not enough to do. No, we had to get right now. Of course, we get taken to school sometimes or picked up or whatever. But we were like, we were hanging out in the lunchroom, letting all the other cars go because we know that Mama's going to come through when all this is cleared up.
Uh-huh.
We're not, Yep. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. So yeah.
Yes.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Exactly.
Right.
I
could chase the bus down. Oh my gosh. I mean, I missed the bus. And like at where we lived, they would have, the bus would come around, you know. So I knew that I had like literally about 4 minutes to run down the hill, run up another hill, run down, and I could catch Miss Jeannie. Yeah. And I'm like, and she's like, I'm not supposed to pick you up here. But yeah, that was many times because if I missed that school bus, my mom had to get up and miss that coffee and drive me down to that school.
Yeah.
Honey. Honey,
You are in trouble.
You
absolutely
are.
So while we're imagining these are margaritas, what do you drink margaritas? First of all,
you know I have drank margaritas.
Not your favorite.
Not your favorite.
Well, they give me acid reflux, ooh, y'all.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting old. I mean, older.
Hey,
I mean,
I carry Tums with me everywhere.
Dude, oh, I'm telling you, Rolaids and Tums.
Right.
I'm on it, doggone it. I'm telling you right now, margaritas. I mean, they'll fire me up. Now I'll go ahead and drink one if it's margaritas with moms.
Yes.
I'm down. If y'all force me, I'll lick it. I'll drink it. I'm down. But I just cannot. No.
No.
I'm more of like I like wine. Okay. I like wines are good.
All right. What kind of wine?
Yeah, I like Pinot Noir.
Okay.
I like Pinot. Pinot's really good.
A Cabernet.
I like drier wines, yeah. And then, what is another drink? Oh, geez. I had that one the other day.
Are you shots person?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm the one, I'll get like a drink and just kind of sip on it, but I'll take two shots when I first get there to get me in the mood. Because beer, I mean, I have to drink at least six of them before I start feeling anything.
And then you got to go to the bathroom. And
I'm tooting and pooping and burping. And
feeling pregnant yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I am. I'm like a little Jimison growing down there. So I'm just like, gee whiz, I can't. So, but yeah. Yep.
Fair enough.
So what is yours? I'm switching the interview around.
I know. I love it. You know what I mean? I'm definitely a wine person.
Are
white
you?
Wine. I mean, I'll drink red on the occasion, but white wine is my go-to with ice. I know
like
that's.
It. I like
the colder
it.
The better with my white wine.
I love it.
For
so
sure.
You ever frozen grapes?
Ooh, yes.
Do that.
And strawberries sometimes.
Yes.
Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Freeze those and put those in there. It's back like ice. It keeps it cold. Yeah. It won't water it down. What about you?
My favorite is Cab.
Cab,
but I will put an ice cube in there once in a while during the summertime.
Yeah, you know you can get grapes and do you know that really good with like she was talking about with strawberries. Same difference and that keeps it cool, honey.
I love all the fruits like that.
Doesn't
in
water
some
it down.
Sangria.
No, you learn tricks when you get older.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. This is what we're doing these days.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Yeah. Red wine with my Hallmark movies. I'm good to go.
Oh, a big Hallmark person.
Hallmark.
I've seen them.
Christmas
they're kind of like the Lifetime movies, though. They're a little bit low budget, but some of them's really good.
Yeah. They always have a happy ending.
Yeah. You seem like you would always be that. You would seem like that person. You want to always happy ending.
I do, you know.
Don't ever watch the movie Let Him Go. You ever seen that? Come out to 2020 with, hey, Jonna, who was in that? Jonna. Kevin Costner.
Okay.
With Let Him Go.
Yeah, we should probably say that Red Squirrel is here with you.
Yeah.
Right?
She is
she's
Red Squirrel.
She's
over
giving
here.
Over here. She's giving out all the cool swag.
Yeah, she's actually working for
us
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
working. Yeah,
she's
put her
she asked John, she goes, John, can you watch this stuff? Here she comes now. Jonna,
here she is.
You might need this microphone. Come on in.
Hey, hello. Girl.
Hi. This is Red Squirrel. It's a Jonna Robertson, a.k.a. Red Squirrel.
Yes, but what do you call me?
I call her Vagina.
Oh, so.
Okay.
He can't pronounce my name, Jonna.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So he has to add the V, and then it comes out okay.
I first caught that on it was a Fox or ABC News affiliate out of Houston, Texas.
We're doing a morning news program.
And they were like, "Oh, can and introduce us to your friends." And I was like, "Well, I will be glad to." This is Gary Cargill, and that's Vagina Robertson. And she looked at me like she could stab me.
Did you get the look like?
Oh, and so now
like
we've done
that. Southern Mama would give you.
We've
right?
done it several times. Like we did the news in Dothan. We've done the news up there in Jersey. Well, anyway, anywhere we go and we do the morning news, it's Vagina and Darren.
Yeah,
I love Vagina. It. I love it. We were just talking about drinks. What's your go to alcoholic beverage?
Fireball is my go-to, and it's also the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I have lots
bad
of
things happen on Fireball.
Yes, I've broken my elbow.
Oh,
had four stitches. But it's true. I love it. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't love me.
Yeah, we understand.
But lots of good memories, lots
straight
of good
shots,
choice.
Or do you mix it with anything?
Straight shots.
Okay.
Sister.
Fair.
Yeah. So we know what you're going to have here.
I need to do straight shots.
And so you guys host your podcast together, correct?
We do. I'll do sometimes, like I'll interview a person, and I'll in front of the fireplace. That's usually just me, but... Usually when we do our weekly deal, it's me and Squirrel.
Mm-hmm. And we do, just like funny news stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We watched the one the other day where you guys were talking about the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
And their new concert.
Yes.
She and actually is going to two shows back to back.
Yeah, and they had to take out some of their moves.
Yes.
They're older.
They're getting
now.
A little too old. It makes me feel good too, because I'm just like, good. Yeah, because I can't hang past
no,
about 9 o'clock at night.
No more dropping to their knees
no,
and jumping
no,
out.
No, can't
like,
do that.
Yay, I'm glad. Yeah.
We'll be calling the ER.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
I can't do anything like it. My dog started running towards the road the other day, and I took after it, and I was like, oh, baby, you got to stop. Don't get hit. I could not keep up.
Oh, just wait.
Very similar to what happened. I was barefoot and pregnant outside. My son's running down the road on our sidewalk, and I'm like, Colton, come back. I can't run after
can't
you right
after
now.
You.
No.
I bet he ran faster, too.
He was
like, oh, mama can't get me.
Yeah. Watch this.
Yes. Yeah. That's funny.
No, we're talking. We've been doing that a lot. We're hanging out too lunch.
We are hanging out
too much.
You know, people will do messages underneath our podcast, mm-hmm. or if we go live or something, they'll be like, "When are y'all gonna hook up?"
Oh,
or like, if we're married.
Awkward. Well, we did learn a little bit about your husband.
Yeah, no, my husband wouldn't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you guys a couple? And or do you? Or one lady, what'd she say? Y'all never slept together. And I was like, yeah. I try to every chance her husband's not around. Totally kidding.
Phil is like, I mean, Darren,
we're
like
all
family.
Close.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Very close. Very close.
That's awesome.
They're great people. But yeah, no, we are not a couple. But yeah, people, I guess because we tour together.
I told Darren this morning, I said, I'm so sorry that people think that you have settled for me.
I was
like, you know, I'm the older, you know.
I think if that was the case, I'm doing well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful sugar mama.
I mean,
Oh, yeah. That's
you know, I mean, a personality just to me. You know, the more I think about it, just file for divorce and we'll put the rumors to rest
right,
and
we'll just do it.
No, we love Far Phillip. We couldn't do that.
Or you go like the Mormon Utah route and just have two husbands.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Is that what they do? Is it the Mormons?
I think so. Well, they go opposite.
They do wives. They do wives.
You could switch it.
Yeah.
And what man wants to put up with more than one woman?
That's the truth. That's why I'm so grateful I have sons.
I guess because they could talk amongst each other instead of going to him and griping, they could just be like, grab it a month.
We always knew you'd have dinner on the table, I guess.
Somebody,
of course.
Let's get some wine. Let's get a charcuterie board.
And let's
go.
Exactly.
You know, let's talk about these crazy men. And then you get back, you feel better.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have a few fireballs.
Maybe the Mormons are happy for a reason.
Yeah. You know? Now, Red Squirrel, while we have you out here, do you have any parenting advice? Because you have one son.
I have two sons. I have a special needs son that's 27.
Okay.
Garrett, that has cerebral palsy and autism. He was born 2 months premature, and so he's nonverbal, 24-hour care, bathe him, clothe him, feed him, everything. And so I have him, and then I have JT that's 19. Parenting, I would say, you know, because with especially raising a special needs child, you have to have humor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when he, you know, takes off his diaper, poops in the floor, and, you know, walks through it all the way down the hallway, and at 3 a.m. and you're, you know, cursing underneath your breath and, you know, crying to God and going,
wondering where your husband is. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you know, it's good to be able to laugh, you know. And so I would just say, you know, and my motto and my parents' motto, things can always be worse.
Absolutely. Yep.
Things can always be worse. So,
Absolutely.
If you can laugh and just remember that things can always be worse and count your blessings, I'm like, that's right. Parenting
piece
advice.
Absolutely, we appreciate that.
Yes.
Like I said, we're taking advice and giving advice, so we're open to all of it.
Yes. Well, and I was a teacher for 27 years.
Yes.
So that goes for teaching too, and putting up with youngins and.
Third and fourth grade.
Yes.
Ooh, that's like a.
I started out teaching junior high. Mm-hmm. And I'd always heard you have to be crazy to teach junior high, and it is the absolute truth, because that's that crazy hormonal age.
You got to have so much
patience. They're kids. They want to be adults. You know, they got that smart mind. You know, you just want to, just, you know,
pop them over the face.
And the little third and fourth grader, God, they're so sweet.
Yeah.
They might talk a little trash and they give you a hug.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just a super, I mean, I was Miss Robertson, superstar.
Aww.
Yeah.
And they probably all still know you.
And they'd be like, Miss Robertson, is your name Red Squirrel? And I'd be like, honey, we're not talking about that. We're not. Shh. There's not going to be any talking about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
secret. That's my superhero name.
Superhero.
That's a whole nother,
Yes.
I go into a telephone booth and change clothes and come out in red squirrel.
It's like with Flash.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Perfect. That's not the answer that I tell people when they ask why your name's Red Squirrel.
Is what?
That's not the answer.
Yeah, how did
I
you get
them.
The name Red Squirrel?
One thing, Jonna Robertson. I would be Joanna Roberson coming to the stage. Jonna Robertson. You know, I mean, it would have been 50. And so the first time I ever did open mic, they were like, what do you want to come out as? And I was like, my nickname was Red Squirrel. And I was like,
perfect.
That's awesome.
Red Squirrel. And it's just
stuck.
It's stuck. Yes. I mean, it's like.
Is it because you're just like always looking around? That's
and
me.
I love
squirrel.
Nuts. But I'm nutty, crazy. Have ADHD, can't concentrate.
I get that. I have the ADD.
Yeah.
So. Totally understand.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So before we all melt out here,
give us
your plug for what you guys got coming up, where we can find you guys, what you're doing, what you got.
Well, actually, our next show.
Okay.
Not this. You said this will air Thursday?
Thursday,
so
yes.
So was it the 24th?
24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah, 24th, 25th, 26th will be in Greenville.
Yep.
South Carolina. So, yeah, not too far. Come see us.
Perfect.
Yep, we got two shows the 24th, two shows the 25th, one show the 26th.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay. Social media handles.
Yeah.
Social media handles at all.
Just not that the 3.3 million Facebook followers that you have.
Yeah.
But,
go on the Facebook page and click on, it depends on if you've got an iPhone or Android, but anyway, under the profile, there's a picture, there's an info button or whatever. Click that, and it should have a list of our upcoming shows, past shows. It's all right there. Click that link because sometimes if you Google the show, they're basically legal scalpers, right? And so they'll charge $100, $200 tickets. So, go directly to our page.
Perfect.
Yeah. Get your tickets. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you definitely want to check them out.
Absolutely. We're checking them out tonight.
I'm so excited.
We're excited.
That's it. It's
been
a lot of fun. Yeah, the show's a little different from tonight. Like I said, we'll be playing games and kind of.
I've actually heard a little bit about your show because my mother-in-law and sister-in-law have seen you guys
perform
a few times. So,
Good deal. We'll go. Tell them thanks so much for coming. And
of course.
We hope to see y'all at a show soon.
Perfect. Now that we're all BFFs, let's
do it.
End this podcast and go enjoy Carolina Country Music Fest.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all.
Bye. Well, thanks for tuning in for another episode. I think this is episode 8 and our first official launch episode. If you like today's show, please like and subscribe on your favorite platform channel. Also, check out our social media handles. We're on Instagram as well as Facebook. And that's Myrtle Moms with Margs. Myrtle Moms with Margs, both on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a like, give us a follow. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want to hear next. Tell us if you think you'd be a good guest yourself.
Yeah, we're always looking for a special guest.
Absolutely. So thanks for tuning in today.
Thank you,
Let's
guys.
Go enjoy tonight, Shannon.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Stay tuned for next week's episode with country music artist and CCMFer this year, Jillian Smith. Her debut single dropped in July of 2021, titled Guess You Couldn't, and latest single, Just Me.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self, because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. Plan your getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Beach easy.